Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studios located on the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce offices located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. As we have become fond of saying over the years, your Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, and of course that is a reference to education and collegiate entry-level classes. And the subject of our interview this morning, our guest, is someone who specializes in education. Before we get to our guest, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, and collectively, JB and I want to thank our longtime sponsor of the Grow Siouxland radio program, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, as I teased, today is all about education. Here we are, mid-August, the beginning of a new school year is on the horizon. Football practice, volleyball practice, cross country, and other fall sports are already underway. Competition looms in the next few days or week. And our guest is none other than the brand new superintendent of the Sioux City Community School District, Dr. Juan Cordova. Dr. Cordova, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. Really excited to be here.
We're thrilled to have you. You and I have had the occasion to meet and visit, and it's a thrill for me to welcome you to the airwaves and in some respects reintroduce you to the Sioux City community and the tri-state area. And as we like to do with each and every guest each Saturday morning, and again, thank you for carving out a little bit of time from your busy schedule to be with us on this particular Saturday morning. Where did you grow up?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
It is. We've had this conversation before. Yeah. We could take the whole program on this.
We could talk at length at this. So basically, my father was in the military, so I am what is called an Army brat. I've lived many places across the United States, but to give you a quick summation, if you will, of everywhere I've been, I was born in Puerto Rico. We moved to Panama where my sister was born. We moved back to Puerto Rico. From there, we spent time in South Carolina. We spent time in Kansas in a couple of military bases. We spent time in New York City in a couple of other military bases. Back to Kansas for some more time. And then between my junior and senior year in high school, my father decided it was time to retire, and we moved back to Puerto Rico. Unfortunately, by then I had lost all of my Spanish, and I had to relearn Spanish on the fly in Puerto Rico, which I thankfully accomplished for 1 year.
It's a fascinating background. How's your Spanish today?
My Spanish is good, unless you speak to a real native speaker that will always say, well, you got a little bit of an American accent in what you're saying, and I can't lose that. I have more of a Southern accent when I talk quickly. So, it's good. I mean, I can decipher and speak to people from all dialects of Spanish and feel comfortable doing so, which actually has great benefit and value for me here as the superintendent.
Absolutely. And I had the occasion when you were named a finalist, you gave a presentation and had an opportunity to meet with members of the community. And during that presentation, you might recall that you switched between English and Spanish, and you did so incredibly fluidly. I was very, very impressed.
Well, many years of having to practice doing that in the various positions that I've had over the years allows me to do that. I do feel equally comfortable in both languages. My primary language now is English. I speak in English, write in English, but if the necessity arises and desire arises, I can always move to Spanish.
Well, in an increasingly diverse community, with a great number of native Spanish speakers, it's a tremendous asset for our superintendent to have that bilingual skill set. You did spend a lot of time running around and moving around as the child of a member of our armed forces. So first and foremost, we thank your father for his service in the armed forces. But we recognize it's a family commitment, and so we thank you as well. The number of moves that you experienced as a child, for some can be very traumatic. For others, it's a great tool to learn how to be more extroverted and make friends. And in your case, you certainly are an extrovert and a great conversationalist and quite personable. And so, again, thanks to your father. But did the moving allow you to have a relatively normal childhood? For example, were you involved in music, theater, debate, or sports as you were growing up?
Yes, it did allow me to have a relatively normal childhood, but it was interrupted frequently. So I sang in choirs and choruses and glee clubs and everything else as a child and for long periods of time. I played baseball everywhere I went. Bike riding and so forth is something that was a passion of mine. But it always seemed as just as I was catching my wind and getting my momentum going and this is it, that I moved. And so what it allowed me to do is become very capable of change and being able to deal with change. Sometimes change driven by myself, frequently change driven by others. And so what that allows me to do is be astute and light on my feet in terms of what I need to do.
The opportunity to pursue education beyond high school opened up for you in Florida. Tell us about your educational background.
It's an amusing story, actually. I was at the University of Florida. I'm loving University of Florida, loving it entirely too much since I was still there after quite a number of years. I was sitting down with a friend, and he and I are talking, and he was ready to graduate, and I still was sort of spinning a bit. And he sat there, and we're talking about different things, and he finally said, you know, I've known you for like 5 years now. And every time we talk, you have a new profession that you want to do, and you say, and when I'm done with it, I'm going to retire to teaching. So have you ever thought about starting there? And it was kind of an epiphany type of thing. So from there, boom, you know, went, checked my transcripts, submitted them to university, got accepted to university, had my master's in education within 13 months, and started my career.
It's a remarkable story. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest this morning is Dr. Juan Cordova, the new superintendent of the Sioux City Community School District. And Dr. Cordova, your education includes a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science from the University of Florida, then added a master's from Florida International University, and then your doctorate at the University of Florida. You have a PhD in educational leadership. So your passion has really always been education.
It is. It's really, in terms of my world, allowed me to move forward in that respect. My father was deliberate about what he did with regards to my education. So my first language is Spanish. I only spoke Spanish for a long period of time. And I remember when we lived in New York City and I was trying to do the transition to learn English, that he would get the Daily News, the New York Daily News, and he would read it and hand it to me, whether I knew how to read it or not. And that was sort of his way of saying, this is what we're going to be doing. You really need to master this. And so that opportunity to grow in that fashion, first of all, instilled in me a deep desire to be a reader forever. And secondly, just launched me, if you will.
Again, going back to your father, who was in the armed forces, was education always prioritized in your family home when you were growing up?
By my father and mother, absolutely. Both of them did graduate from high school. My mother had a little bit of college. My father did not. And it was very clear. I actually did not know that I had an option after going to school not to go to college. My father never said it that way. My father said, well, you're going to finish up your high school degree, and then you're going to pick a university, and then you're going to continue doing what you're doing, without the knowledge that actually I could have said no. I did ask him one time if I could join the military, and his response was very clear. I did not do what I did, so you would do the same thing.
Yeah, created a new opportunity for you. Let's talk about your family a little bit. You mentioned your father and your upbringing. Please tell us about your own family.
I am very blessed to be married to Dee Dee, my wife. We've been married for more than 10 years now, and it's a beautiful marriage, and it's a wonderful life that we have together. We also have four children. Two that I acquired through marriage and adopted both of them. That's Hagen and Suri. And the other two, I'm blessed to have two children that are young, very, very young. So my daughter is 11 years old, going on to 12, and my son is 9 years old. They'll be going to school in Sioux City, not this year, but next year when my wife finishes off her teacher contract where we used to live.
And we're delighted to have them. And tell us, in the minute and a half that we have before we go to break, how is your transition to Siouxland been?
You know, it's amazing. I think my living in Kansas has something to do with how comfortable I feel here. It's Midwest. There's a completely different personality in the Midwest than I've experienced in other places. Having lived in New York City and other places, people are friendly and helpful on a continuous basis. And just as importantly, it is... It's a great place to be. The people that I'm working with are phenomenal educators that have students. That's the number one focus.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest this morning is Dr. Juan Cordova, the new superintendent of the Sioux City Community School District. Dr. Cordova was born in Puerto Rico, spent time in Panama, South Carolina, Kansas, New York City, returned to Puerto Rico where his father had served in the Army and brought he and his family all over to different parts. Dr. Cordova, married, father of four, began his responsibilities as the superintendent just about a month ago.
Just about a month ago,
and here we're going to kick off the first academic year with you serving in that leadership capacity. And after a short commercial break, we're going to visit with Juan about his vision for the Sioux City Community School District. We'll be back with Dr. Cordova after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Wishing you a wonderful Saturday morning and a pleasant weekend. Folks, it's back to school time. We're halfway through the month of August. A new school year is on the horizon. It won't be long, and we'll be seeing school buses again. And please be reminded of how important it is to drive carefully when kids start to take the school bus once again, or when kids are walking to school. Let's drive a little slower. Let's be a little more careful than we might otherwise be, and make sure that we're keeping an eye out for the little ones as we start a new academic year. And speaking of academics, if you were with us in the first half of this morning's program, you know that our guest today is Dr. Juan Cordova, the new superintendent of the Sioux City Community School District. Dr. Cordova, the son of a member of the armed forces, a member of the Army, was born in Puerto Rico and spent time in Panama, South Carolina, Kansas, New York City, went back to Puerto Rico before completing a more formal education in political science at the University of Florida, where he earned a bachelor's degree. He also added his master's in social studies education at Florida International University, and he completed his formal education by earning his doctorate. He has a PhD in educational leadership from the University of Florida in Gainesville. And Dr. Cordova, so delighted to have you in studio with us today. And as the new leader of the Sioux City Community School District, in the first half of the program, we covered fairly extensively your background and mentioned your wife, Dee Dee, and your four children. In the second half of the program, we'd like to delve into your vision for the Sioux City Community School District. But let's begin here. Tell us about what caught your eye about this particular opportunity serving as the superintendent in Sioux City.
You know, there are reasons why I became an educator, and those reasons have been very, very consistent. My life was really, truly saved by a librarian when I moved to New York City and didn't speak the language, didn't speak English at all. And so we had library class.
And how old were you at this time?
Oh, man.
Ballpark
it. Probably third, fourth grade in that range.
Okay.
And so what happens is that librarian said, okay, everyone, go get a book, come back down, sit down and read, that type of directive, and I just sat there. And so she came up to me, said, what's wrong? And in my own way, I told her, I just don't read, I can't read English. And her question to me was, well, what do you like? And I said, I love science. She said, okay, I'll be right back. So she goes to the stacks and comes back and hands me A Wrinkle in Time. And she said, read this. I go, I can't read. And she goes, if you like the subject, it's going to be easier to read. Read this. And that changed the entire trajectory of my life. I read it. And then I devoured information from my father in terms of the newspaper and everything else. And I'm a voracious reader to this day. But really, it changed my trajectory in terms of what was going to happen to me.
And once again, we all have a story about how an educator committed to the next generation changed the life of a young person, which is, of course, your passion now and why you have chosen this as a vocation. When you said you were in third or fourth grade and they told you to read something, could you speak English but not read it?
I could speak English, more street English than anything else. I'm kid English. I was able to be understood, but the reading portion takes a little bit more time, especially if your phonics and your structure in your head is something completely different.
No, it makes perfect sense. Tell me, or if you would, I saw you transition from English to Spanish and back to English. And I said earlier, you did it with such fluidity. It was remarkable. Let's greet some of the listening audience in Spanish this morning, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. Buenos días, señor Córdoba, doctor Córdoba. I'm hablando aquí con ustedes. Por favor, si tienen preguntas, si necesitan algo, yo soy el superintendente de escuelas. Pueden llamar o mandarme un email y dejarme saber cómo les puedo ayudar.
I didn't understand a word of it, except for your name, but thank you so much for sharing. And I think it illustrates one of the really important skills that you bring to this role, in addition to your education, in addition to your experience and your expertise. Your bilingual skill set is certainly going to serve you well in our growingly diverse Sioux City community. So thank you for sharing that. Back to the subject that we began the second half of the program with. Where did you first learn about the opportunity to serve as the superintendent of this particular school district, and what compelled you to apply?
So it's an amusing story, actually. I'm a member of an organization called ALAS, which is the Association of Latin Administrators and Superintendents. And I get calls all the time, you know, hey, you're in the Midwest, what can, you know, do you know someone that'd be interested in XYZ? So I get a call at night from the director, and he says, listen, this is a position in Sioux City Community Schools has opened up. Do you know anyone in the area that would be interested? And so my response to him is like, well, I would be interested. And he's like, why? And I go, well, I mean, it's in the Midwest. It's something I feel comfortable with. It wouldn't be a large move. I mean, a move, but not a large move. And I love working in the Midwest. And so he's like, okay, I'll put your name in. So from there, I sat down and I looked it up. I looked it more up. And I was surprised because I did not know that it was so diverse, in the truest sense of diverse. Not just that there are people from different places, but people from many different places speaking many different languages. And that just sold me. And so I got my best suit on. I came up for the interviews. I did more research. And subsequently, I just went in there and I decided that the best thing I could do during the interview is truly be my genuine self. I truly don't believe I'm smart enough to remember anything else, so I was just me. And thankfully, that was a good fit. At least that's what I believe it was.
Well, I will tell you, my initial impression when I saw you was, you look like $1 million in that suit, and your father taught you to polish shoes very, very well.
I polished many a set of boots in my life.
I bet you have, and it showed. But you looked fantastic, and I really enjoyed the opportunity to hear from you and to hear why you were interested in this role. Let's step into the next phase of this as we listen and interview Dr. Juan Córdova, who is the new superintendent of the Sioux City Community School District here in Sioux City. What is your vision for this school district? You've recognized that it's an extraordinarily diverse student population with many dozens of languages spoken, which is a surprise to many. Most people would say, oh, less than 10. I think the number is actually north of 40 different languages spoken.
There's a lot. There's a great many. There's languages and then there's dialects. And when you put those together, definitely is reaching those numbers.
And so as you accept this role and responsibility, what is your vision as the new leader of the Sioux City Community School District?
You know, what I'm going to share probably sounds very simple, but it's worked. I believe that our priorities have to be students, staff, and community. I think any great school district has those as their priorities. And if you prioritize those, they actually work in conjunction with each other to make it a great place. So my goal for our students is, quite frankly, that they receive the education they need in order to achieve the dream that they have for their future. Not what we decide, not what we believe, but what they want to do, and that they have all the tools and all the knowledge capable of that. For staff, that their experience in terms of teaching our students is phenomenal, and that they are part of, they are the driver of that opportunity for those people, that they plant the seeds for the future and provide the growing for the future. And finally, our community. Without our community tied to our schools, it really is not going to be successful at all. We need our community to know that we are your school district, and therefore we serve the entire community.
And what a terrific message, and it's a reminder of the slogan that the Sioux City Community School District has adopted: believe, achieve, succeed. And a perfect time for us to say thank you to all the teachers, all the coaches, all the administrators who make education possible, not just in our Sioux City Community School District, but throughout our Siouxland Tri-State region and beyond. We're grateful to each and every one of you who have dedicated your professional vocation to educating the next generation. And Dr. Cordova, we also talked about the importance of academics, but complementing academics are the arts and athletics. Tell me about how all three of those come together to form an important foundation for the education of an individual.
You know, it's interesting. We have a lot of discussion about portrait of a student or portrait of a graduate and so forth. Without the person being complete, they're not going to be successful. You can be as learned as you want to be, but without that balance, I'm a great lover of the arts and have had the opportunity to travel and see some beautiful, beautiful things in my life. I sang in choirs and choruses through most of my life. That variety of activities, including the baseball that I played and everything else, created a complete person that is comfortable in any setting. But those skills that you pick up in the different contents, if you will, always can be used in a variety of different contexts. So being a player of baseball, working on teams, definitely led to my philosophy on how to work together within a team, you know, here and everywhere else I've worked.
Doctor, we have 60 seconds left together this morning. You get the final word. What message would you like to share with the Sioux City community?
So two quick messages, actually. One is thank you to the teachers, administrators, and staff of the Sioux City Community School System for the phenomenal work they do and the incredible welcome they've given me. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a very smooth transition within myself and my family. We love it here, and we look forward to being here for a long time. The second piece is, because we're a school system doesn't mean that we don't want the community to be involved. Without a strong community uplifting us and supporting us, we can't do everything that we need to do. And I'm not talking just about money or resources. I'm talking about your participation in activities. Go to the football games, go to basketball games, but don't forget about the theater productions. And don't forget about just being there for parent-teacher conferences and supporting your teachers. All that makes us a family that takes care of our students.
And that, of course, contributes to the community as a whole. Dr. Juan Cordova, our guest today, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday with us on Grow Siouxland.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Folks, it's time to get ready. Back to school time. The new academic year just around the corner. We wish you all a very pleasant, successful 2025-2026 scholastic year. My name is Chris McGowan, pleased to be your host. On behalf of our guest, Dr. Juan Cordova, we wish you a pleasant weekend. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning.